This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we thought today was going to be one of those days where it's going to be nothing but upside. But as we got into about the 30, 40 final minutes of trade before the pit closing, we started seeing our markets go into negative trade on live cattle, and we came well off the highs in our feeder cattle. We did see a mixed close at the end of the day. We did not have a whole lot of fresh news out there to go along. We saw boxed beef down $1.28 on the choice, up 71 cents on selects, and a movement of 69 loads total. The cattle kill a little bit on the small side, 104,000 head, and this afternoon we have a cold storage report. Tomorrow afternoon we have our monthly cattle on feed report. On the close today, February cattle 35 lower, April live cattle down 7, Jan feeders 27 higher, March feeders up $1.02, and Feb lean hogs 75 cents lower and new contract lows.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Got a New Year's resolution? At P&K, ours is to keep supplying you with the hardest working John Deere equipment and the best deals around. So if your resolution is to save, how about saving thousands on a new 6M or 6R utility tractor? Or maybe 0% for 60 months is more your style. Get the details at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 2/2/15, subject to approved credit. Cash retail bonuses may not be stackable with finance offer. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Tom, what's softening the grain market?
Well, Leslie, I think the biggest thing is a lack of news and especially a lack of price bullish news. Today we saw the beginning of the session upside in light to moderate volume overnight, but the 8:30 reopening started leading us to the downside where we stayed the rest of the day, and we got very close to the lows that we made back at the first of the week on Tuesday. We did see on the close today, as I said, everything's negative. March Kansas City wheat down 7.5. July KC down 6.5. March Chicago wheat closed 3 cents lower. March corn was down 4.25. July corn down 3.25. March soybean 6.75 lower, with July down 5.75. And the March cotton 25 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.